Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. March 18th through the 20th, Rachel Siegel and Wham Theater will present a workshop production of Special, a play in development created and performed by Rachel Siegel at Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Based on personal experience and inspired by interviews with mothers of children with special needs, Special follows one woman's journey after she discovers she is pregnant with a child with Down syndrome. Rachel Siegel joins us this morning, and it's a great pleasure to have her on the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you here. So the show runs next weekend. Tell us, the 18th through the 20th, as I mentioned. Tell us a little bit about where you are right now in the process.
Right. So I've been working with a friend of mine. We've been kind of rehearsing and writing together, which has been a great way to develop a new play, especially if you're a performer and writer, as I am. And we sort of have the finish line starting next week on Monday, and that's when we kind of kick into high gear in the space in the Unicorn Theater.
What brought you to the story? What brought you to, I should say, what brought you to wanting to tell the story? And then ultimately to put yourself into it and make it even that much more personal.
Yeah. So in February 2012, my husband and I found out that our second child would have Down syndrome through a screening test, and which gave us a very high indication of chromosome abnormality, and then an amniocentesis. And so we had a decision to make. In Massachusetts, the legal limit is 24 weeks, and we had about 3 weeks' time. And it was a really intense time. I did not envision ever having a child with a disability. Nobody really does. And being a writer and performer, I thought, okay, I'm gonna do something with this someday, because this is a crazy experience to have. And I just journaled a lot during that time. And now that my son is 3 and a half and he's in school, I sort of have time to do something with it. So last fall, I started interviewing other mothers because I felt like I wanted to tell my story, but it felt really lonely. So I wanted to find other mothers to sort of, I thought, well, maybe I'll tell their stories, and that'll feel kind of easier.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is, well, okay. Here's how I will ask this question, which is, if this were me, I would think to myself, this was a really intense time. It was agonizing, and for all of the reasons that you could imagine. I made it through it. My son is now in school, so maybe I'll just hold off and not run back into that pool again when I just got out.
Yeah. I don't know. That's sort of not what I'm like. I mean, I was just thinking, I want to share this journey with the world, It felt really essential to me to talk about it. It's something we still have a tremendous amount of shame about Down syndrome, I think.
Yes.
And due to the history of institutionalization it hasn't had its day of almost civil rights. I mean, disability generally hasn't in this country yet, a lot of people in that field think. And it may be due for it. And if I can be part of that conversation and just promote the sort of beauty and goodness of people with Down syndrome, then I'm doing my son a service and hopefully other people with Down syndrome too.
And you had the time. I mean, you had the time to kind of figure it out and to think about it.
Yeah, I did. I mean,
those years bought you,
yes,
allowed
exactly.
You that perspective.
Yeah, I was in, it was just percolating and fomenting in my head over those years, yeah.
Actress Jane Atkinson is acting as co-director for the workshop,
yep.
And we are lucky enough to have Jane Atkinson join us on the telephone this morning. Jane, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Joe. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jane.
It is always a pleasure to have you on our airwaves, and I thank
always
you so much.
Always a pleasure to be on them.
It's a joy, as you are. So how did you get involved in this production, and talk a little bit about what brought you to want to be involved?
Well, Rachel was in both of the fundraising productions that I did, Motherhood Out Loud and Baby Can You Hear Me. My friend Heather Fleming said when I was looking for casting, she said, you have to meet this woman, you have to use this woman, she's wonderful. So I did, and of course Heather was right, and She is wonderful. And so we've worked together twice now. And I know a bit of Rachel's history, both as an actress and as a mom. And when she approached me about this, she had sort of said, I have this idea, and she kind of threw it out at me, and it sounded really fun. And then when she actually presented me with what she wanted to do, not only did it sound fun, because I think Rachel is a lovely actress, and I really appreciate that she is entrusting herself to me as an actor, but that her journey as a mother is very important and profound to her personally. And I just think one of the great gifts of storytelling is that it does reflect the human experience, and it allows other people who watch it and hear it to open to that experience and to feel it in their own lives. That's the beauty and the sacredness of theater. So that's how I became involved.
Before you joined us, Rachel was talking about the doing this and then ultimately wanting to get other women involved and also working on their stories. So the story that we see is kind of a mix of your story and their stories?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, my story, I wanted to really write a full-length play, and it was like, well, I have to tell one story then to get the audience engaged. And I took a deep breath and said, okay, I'm going to tell my story. And that's actually been super, super rewarding. Just the writing of it has been one of the greatest things I've ever done. And then the stories of the women kind of come in to support that story arc. So they help me to make the decision that I need to make. And they're beautiful stories.
Beautiful. It is quite the homage to the women that I feel inspired and helped Rachel through to her decision. And it's a pay it forward piece, honestly, isn't it, Rachel?
Yeah, totally.
So how do you mean that?
And I also think, just to say, it's also very wonderful for Rachel to speak her story, because it's not been easy. And it's a very wonderful way for her to amalgamate the experience for herself as well, and share it with the community in a way that feels good and safe and for her.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You know, because it's an experience a lot of women go through for the testing, but you know, it's not that common experience to really raise a child, you know, or
right.
to choose a child with Down syndrome.
And
the good thing about it, Joe, is that Rachel's very funny.
Thank you for bringing that up.
and she just has a wonderful, dry, you know, sensibility and irony to her. So, you know, when you are delivering information that's challenging, that's difficult, that's dark, that's hard, it is a phenomenally wonderful thing to be able to use humor as well to do that. And so if you've seen the postcard, it's got a very it's a very inviting. It is a difficult journey, but there's, you know, with any difficult journey in life, as you know, Joe, there are these surprising moments of humor. And that's what helps get you through.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
And did you see those? Did you remember those instantly when you were looking back at the time?
The funny moments.
Yes.
I mean, no, the funny moments were really found in the writing, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, working with my very funny friend Kenan Minkoff, who's been fantastic. You know, we really found so many. I mean, I found them on my own too. But like, we have a sort of whole thing with an Oscar. Like on the graphic, I'm pregnant, holding an Oscar, and I have a little book under my arm that says "Babies with Down Syndrome." And there's sort of a little bit of an ambiguity. Like, are we in a world where a woman wins an Oscar for being a special needs mother, or are we in a world where, you know, like, I actually won an Oscar, and I go through that. So I almost kind of like talk to the Oscar in the show, and the Oscar becomes like kind of my interlocutor in the show. It's this, you know, it's just a great contrast of worlds between the world of an Oscar-winning actress, which is what I wanted to be, and the world of a special needs mom, you know, and having those things talk to each other felt like super fun and super fertile ground for humor to me.
When you tell the story, I assume the humor is important for both you and for the audience. What do you want the takeaway to be?
I mean, I definitely want people to see a journey that a lot of people look at with a kind of attitude that, oh my God, thank God that wasn't me, or isn't that, like, I'm so sorry, people will say to you when they tell you, you know, your baby has Down syndrome. I really want people to sort of put themselves in someone else's shoes, and because it's been an amazingly profound journey for me, and has made my family stronger, has made me a better mother, my husband a better parent, both of us, and it has so many beautiful, wonderful aspects, and I really wouldn't trade it. And if people just have a greater understanding of what parenting a child with special needs is like, and there's just greater conversation between, you know, parents of typical kids, of which I also am. I have a typical older son, and parents of special needs kids, then that is so great because we're all in parenting together.
Rachel Siegel and Wham Theater will present a workshop production of Special at Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Where do you see this going when you workshop it? Where do you ultimately want and see it going?
Broadway, Hollywood, there's no limit, Joe.
You want the Oscar and the book?
I want the whole thing.
Tony, an Oscar, an EGOT.
An EGOT. I was just gonna say an EGOT.
What's an EGOT?
And it's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, Jane. You should know this.
See, how would I not know that?
I don't know. Silly. You don't watch 30 Rock. That's what it is. I would be so thrilled to tour this show to high schools, to, you know, what I have to say, I'd be most excited to do this for, like, medical students, because it really can teach medical students how to deliver a diagnosis. And other people who would be in the disability rights field, or just anyone. I mean, I hope it has another life. We'll find out.
And Jane, for you, what do you hope people get out of it?
Really, what we know, what Rachel was said. I mean, I think also particularly for this community, I'm somewhat selfish. I want them to see what a versatile actress she is as well. I mean, it's not a sideline to this. This was an ambition that Rachel had, and I feel like she's coming back around again to embracing that part of herself, and as a mother and as an actress. I know balancing act of that, and that motherhood is certainly, for an actor, is a very wonderful grounding thing. And that's not just, you know, for anybody. It just grounds you in what is real and what is true and what is love. And so I also see that as another part of the journey of this piece, too, that it's given her as an actress actually more depth and more perspective on acting as well. So that's something else that I would like for her to take away, and for the community to see that this is a deliciously talented actress.
Oh, Jane, I just have to say, is an incredible mentor and supporter. And it's a wonderful thing to have an actress of her stature be behind you and get what you're trying to do and be willing to give so generously to mentor you. It's really lovely.
That
Thank
is
you,
lovely.
Jane.
Okay.
It's my pleasure.
I'm hoping you'll allow me 2 minutes to just dish with you about House of Cards. Just for a second. Because I just...
You have to know something. I actually haven't had a chance to watch it. Of course, I did it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it because Michael is in Los Angeles and he's making me wait till we're together.
It's a doozy. Okay, so it started, went on Netflix on March 4th, my wife and I are halfway through it now. So we've seen you in a couple of episodes. It's just, my God, it's fascinating. So here's my question for you, because this is the most screwed up political family, you think. And then you look at what's happening in the world and you think, well, all right, how do they make this stuff up? Oh, right, they read the paper. Is there, what weirdness is there in doing a show like this that does get outlandish and yet it's perfectly plausible?
Well, the responses that I'm getting are, one side of the spectrum or the other, which is, it's sort of like our political scene right now, extremes. People are so amazed and just, you know, eating it up with a spoon because it is reflecting the political climate and it is kind of crazy and it is so Richard III. And then other more sensitive souls are like, this is too painful. How can I be watching this and watching what's going on in my country? It's too hard for me. Is this really where we are? And I sort of say, just think Richard III, just think Richard III, just think Richard III, because Richard III actually was a comment on what had happened in their history. And it was very painful, but it had to be told. It had to be shown. Mm. So that's the response that I'm getting.
You play the Secretary of State, Catherine Durant. Your husband plays the President of the United States.
Yes, he does.
And so you get to sort of work together. I guess you don't really have scenes together, do you?
Not this year, no.
Yeah.
No.
So but you still get that experience, and you're around the same place. So that must be nice.
Yes, we are. We love Baltimore. Baltimore is our love town.
and just because I have to, what is it for you? How much do you get to watch Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright work?
A lot, actually.
And what is that like? Because it seems
so good together. They're so, and actually, Robin directed several of the episodes, and she directed me. And talk about Pay It Forward. It's just really wonderful to work again with an actress that you really respect. She's really an actor's director. So my hope is that Rachel gets to work with her on House of Cards one day.
Oh, bring it, Jane.
Yeah. All right. Make that happen. We're ready.
Okay.
So Jane Atkinson is co-directing this workshop. She is in House of Cards, which is now on Netflix in the season 4. And if you haven't caught that yet, you have to, because
Secretary Durant rocks the house, gotta tell you.
Yes, absolutely. Then the real thing that we're talking about here is March 18th through the 20th, Rachel Siegel and Wham Theater presenting the workshop production of Special, a play in development created and performed by Rachel Siegel at Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Theater in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And for more information, you can go to Wham Theater. That's WAM. It's sort of like WAMC without the C. Whamtheater.com. Whamtheater.com. And wonderful performances taking place March 18th through the 20th. Rachel, you're a delight. Thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure. Thank you for sharing the story with us. I really appreciate it. Jane, always wonderful to speak with you as well. Thank you very much.
You too, Joe.
Be well. Take care.
And a shout out to Kristen Van Genhoven for all she does with Wham Theater. Thank you.
Yeah, Kristen, she was an amazing producer.
Absolutely. And again, you can find out more information about all the great work that they do at Wham Theater by going to whamtheater.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.